All right, well, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll just remind you guys that, as always, attorney Stan McDonald, a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, a 30-year veteran in the practice of law, is indeed your daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. And I'll tell you more about Stan McDonald here in just a minute. All right, I'm going to make this one a little bit lighter. I had to. There's been some heavy news over the last few days. I thought, you know what? It's time to just, like, tell some good news stories, if you will. And listen, there's some amazing stories out there about people that you see in the headlines. And it's easy to get starstruck, you know, when you meet somebody who does things on the world stage, somebody who's a great public speaker or a senior politician or an author or an actor. Sports stars, they can grab the headlines. Famous pundits, they can speak about world events very eloquently. Lawyers can argue in front of the Supreme Court of the United States. But I'm telling you right now, there's people down the road that you might want to know about. Still, nonetheless, you see amazing things. Like you see the amazing video that I watched online. I thought, I would love to have been there. The surviving members of Led Zeppelin being honored at the Kennedy Center with presidents and dignitaries and all manner of famous folks applauding and performing them that night. But here's the thing. You never really know who's living down the street from you. Every once in a while, you get an insider's glimpse to the fact that the extraordinary events of life were accomplished by ordinary men and women who live right around us, and you might not even know it. Did you ever see the movie Sandlot? I love that movie. Classic tale of growing up in suburban 1960s America, kids playing Sandlot baseball. So many one-liners in that movie. You're killing me, Smalls! There was a life lesson, of course, involved. Part of it involved a scary old man played by James Earl Jones in that rundown house with the big scary dog. He turned out to be a hero of the early days of baseball, and eventually, as the movie went on, he regaled the kids in the movie with stories about his time with Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio. The kids had no idea. They didn't know until one day they had accidentally interacted with the old guy and found out that he was everything their greatest heroes had ever been, maybe more, and he lived right down the street. Sandlot is the movie version of never really knowing who lives down the street from you. And I gotta tell you, I've had some experiences with this. I've run across some folks who just live down the street, and I was amazed when I learned who they were. It opened my eyes. I find that there are normal people with abnormal stories right around me all the time, and I'm sure the same is true for you if you just look. Like, for instance, I've told you before about the man who lived in my neighborhood until just a few years ago. He's passed away now, but retired Colonel Ola Lee Mize, a Medal of Honor winner whose legends in Korea were unbelievable. I mean, he stood out above all others. After Korea, Colonel Mize became one of the first Green Berets as one of the founders of the U.S. Army Special Forces. He was one of the first commandants of the Special Warfare Center at Fort Bragg. The Army Combat Dive School is named for him. Before I left for my first tour overseas, he came to see me and he gave me some simple and very direct advice about taking care of my men downrange that I've never forgotten. His multiple tours in Vietnam were no less legendary. Listen, I heard men who came to a ceremony from thousands of miles away to talk about what it was like to serve under Colonel Mize. There are some who even say the movie Apocalypse Now was based in part on him. Who knows? What I do know is that remarkable man was my neighbor. He lived right down the road in a quiet cul-de-sac in Gadsden, Alabama. How about another one? Some years ago, my wife and I were looking for a house for her parents. They've since passed away, but at the time we were looking for them to live near us, we were on the hunt for a new house, and during the hunt, we visited one small corner house in the same neighborhood that they wound up living in. Just a small piece of quiet suburbia, right? But as we looked at the house, I couldn't help but notice some of the military memorabilia that was hanging on the wall, so I wandered over to take a look. And I was shocked by what I found. You see, it turns out when the B-29 superfortress named the Enola Gay dropped the first atom bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to end World War II, there were actually several B-29s on that mission. One was the Enola Gay, everybody knows about it, but there were several other B-29s that flew that mission for observation, for scientific research, and to scan the target site ahead of the atom bomb being dropped. Well, one of those other B-29s flew an hour ahead by itself to make sure the targets were clear for the most significant bombing mission in the history of the world. And the young pilot of that lead B-29 retired to a quiet lot in northeast Alabama, right down the road from where I'm talking right now. You may never have known it, but there was a guy who made history living on the corner. Another one that has meant a lot to me, I mentioned to you before about an older gentleman who befriended Charlene and I some years ago. His name was Rayford P. Keitel. Rayford P. Keitel, we called him Ray. He was an interesting man. Had a big old belly and a good laugh and a voice like a character from Gone with the Wind. He always had an unlit corncob pipe in his mouth. I asked him about it one time. I said, Ray, you ever smoked that pipe? He says, no, Phil, I just call this my pacifier. What I didn't know until a bit later, though, was that he was one of the engineers who developed what's known as rolled aluminum right as World War II was getting started. His inventions actually got him sent home from the war because he was deemed too important to the war effort to deploy. Virtually every plane and ship and piece of military hardware of every type used some aspect of his pioneering efforts in steel and aluminum manufacturing. Some say that aside from the soldiers on the front line, that it was next to the ability of the American manufacturing base that won the war, and my friend Rayford P. Keitel helped win the war by creating the metal that all of our troops needed. Just an older guy at my church, just living down the way a bit. You never know who's next door. And then there was the fact that a couple of years ago, I spoke at a funeral for my friend Alex Kahn. Alex Kahn, I told his wife and family and friends the same things that I'm about to tell you now, that you just never know who's living down the street from you. See, I knew Alex for a number of years, but his life was like peeling back an onion, every layer showing a new layer. So before speaking at his funeral, I asked his wife if I could get some of his military records to review to help me with the details. And what I got was a whole stack of paperwork that helped me to better see a life that had so many intricate details that were amazing. In the middle of all of it, I found a progress report from his time as a high school student. I don't know why he kept it, but maybe he kept it because it showed that his teachers thought very little of him. When he was 15 years old, his PE teacher failed him and wrote specifically on his progress report that he had a bad attitude, he talked back often, and was really in need of some kind of outside help. Wow. Well, a few years later, just a few years later after that, that 15-year-old kid was a Green Beret working secret missions in Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. And after 7 years as a decorated Green Beret, my friend Alex decided he was going to join the Navy. So he did. At which point he became a signals intelligence specialist working in a special project that flew low-level intel gathering missions over hostile waters. My friend Alex was directly involved in helping to locate the SS Mayaguez, a U.S. ship that was seized by the Khmer Rouge in 1975. It resulted in a major combat rescue operation. So this one guy received a Cambodian National Defense Medal for his time in the Army Special Forces and a meritorious unit citation for his time helping save lives in the Navy. Not bad for a kid whose PE teacher wrote him off at the age of 15. And he lived in a quiet street in a normal neighborhood with none of his neighbors even really knowing what he had done. Look, I say all that to say, again, you never really know who's living down the street from you. And I know that not everyone has a secret story of heroism or medals tucked away in a box, but I guarantee there's folks in your sphere every day that you'd be fascinated by, or you could learn from, or just enjoy hearing more from if we just took the time to do it. Hebrews 13:2 tells us in the Amplified Version, it says, do not forget or neglect or refuse to extend hospitality to strangers. Being friendly and cordial and gracious, sharing the comforts of your home and doing your part generously, because through it, some have entertained angels without even knowing it. Basically, what I believe that's saying is that my point is valid. You have no idea sometimes who it is you're talking to. There may be somebody with a remarkable story. Somebody who lives down the street from you, or shops at the same grocery store, or goes to your church. I wish I'd known more about my friend Alex's life. I wish I'd spent more time laughing with Rayford P. Keitel. I'd like to have had coffee with Colonel Mize before he was gone. Those guys, they had to have some great stories. But more than that, I'm betting they had some life lessons, some good laughs, some crazy experiences, and I'm wishing right now that I'd been more intentional in trying to get to them before they passed. Look, I'm not trying to get all mushy here. What I'm saying is this. There are folks who are all around us, especially whatever generation is just above yours, like the ones who were just before you in age. They've got stories. They got some life. And they might know a bit about how to do life. And it would behoove us to remember that they might live down the street from us for a reason. So maybe, just maybe, pause from all your busyness, go ask them a question, get that cup of coffee, and just sit back and see what comes from it. Because you never know who's living down the street from you. And truthfully, some have entertained angels unawares by doing that. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.